Norma and Mimi were only allowed to leave the shop for academic tutoring and music lessons. One afternoon, while attending piano lessons, Norma heard beautiful violin music float through the open window and felt something unhinge in her heart. From the window, she saw a young, handsome musician who she instantly felt drawn to without explanation. Distracted, she tried to continue her practice until she felt a strange presence. It was the young man, listening to her play the piano from the opening of her studio door. This young musician, named Eugene, waited until Norma finished her practice and caught her as she was exiting through the door. He introduced himself and told Norma how much he enjoyed her playing. She could only mutter a few words before she dashed between him and the door, her heart fluttering uncontrollably as she rushed back to the shop. But Norma and Eugene began writing letters to each other about music, love, philosophy, all in innocent terms. Their passion for music brought them together. It was an exquisite kind of love, one that seemed that it already matured before it started. Once again, love letters played a significant part in the Minasale family. One thing Eugene and Norma had never thought of noticing was that she was Italian and he was Jewish. The timing of the Second World War was not a good era to be in love with a Jewish boy, according to Nunzio, who one day discovered a love note written by Eugene to his daughter. He heatedly scolded Norma and forbid her to see Eugene ever again. Norma defiantly confronted her father. How could he not allow her to see Eugene, the love of her life, she implored. Why would he, of all people, not understand about the power of love and love letters? Well, Norma and Eugene continued to see each other secretly, but only for so long until Nunzio discovered them walking on the street one afternoon, smiling, lightly holding hands. Nunzio held his anger until he came home that night and landed a forceful blow on Norma. It was not the first time, but it would be the last. That night, Norma decided to bring an end to her father's abuse. No more, Norma proclaimed. It was time to run away.